We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the bottom, Toshima. We had a machloikis if Palga Niska of Chatzi Nezek is a Knas or if it's Mammon. And the Nafkamina is Moida Beknas, Pater, that's the Nafkamina, if you're Moida in the Knas. Toshima, there's a Mishnah later on, it says like this. It's later on in the parak. Ma Be Tam Lemuud. What's the difference between a Tam and a Muud? Sha Tam, Shalom Chatzi Nezek. First of all, the Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. Number two, Nafkamina is Megufoy. That the halacha is that chatzi nezek is taken from the behemah itself. If the behemah is not worth chatzi nezek, your behemah was mazik, was not worth chatzi nezek, you don't have to pay anything more than the worth of your behemah. It's called megufay. So you pay chatzi nezek and megufay. Your muid, mashalom nezek shalom and aliyah. You pay nezek shalom and you pay min aliyah, which means you pay from the best you have, you pay from your own pocket. So that's an afkamina. Only two afkaminas. Chatzi nezek and megufay. Bimisa, lisinami ha. We have another afkamina. Tam in a mashalom piatzmai. Mu mashalom piatzmai. We have another afkamina. Does if he's moida, does he pay? By chatzi nezek, if you're moida, if you hold it's knas, you're moida, you're potter. By muid, you pay min aliyah. So you pay if you're moida because it's mammon. So if chatzi nezek is knas, the chare is an afkamina. Chatzi nezek and muid. Tam and muid. Tam is moida is potter and muid moida is chayiv. So we're missing an afkamina if you hold Palga Niska Knasa. And for the Gemara, Tana V'Shaya. You're right, it could have said that afkamina, but we left it out. Now we know, anytime you leave something out, you have to leave something else out. My Shaya, the High Shaya. What's the other thing left out? Shaya Chatzi Kaifer. We left out Chatzi Kaifer, which means, if a behema kills, a behema muid, Karen Muid kills a person, you have to pay Kaifer, which means you have to pay the person's value. Besides for the Shor B'chayim Skila, you have to pay the value of the person you killed. That's Kaifer. What's the halacha if a Tam kills a person? So the halacha is, we had this on Daf Beis and Beis already, the Gemara is saying the halacha is you don't pay Chatzi Kaifer. Even if you pay Chatzi Nezek, Chatzi Kaifer you don't pay. So there's another nafkamina between Tam and Muid, if there's a Chiv Kaifer or not. Tam is no Chiv Kaifer, but Muid is a Chiv Kaifer. And we're saying that was missing. So we're also missing if you're Moida B'chatzi Nezek or you're Potter or not. That's the other thing that is missing. Now, if you want to ask me, look, how is it possible to ever get to Kaifer, because the behemoth gets killed after one time it kills a person. So Rashi talks about it in Daf Beis Amud, he says, the case was there was no Amud Adin, it killed 3 people before Amud Adin. But in any case, here we're saying that's the Shaya Dai Shaya. So now the Gemara is by warning. What even if you call Palganiskam and Moina? So there was not enough Gemina between Moida and Knas, right? Because Palganiskam and Moina. So we're missing Chatzi Kaifer. If we're missing Chatzi Kaifer, it's Shver in that man the Yama. What's my Shire, the High Shire? In that man the Yama. I'm speaking out what Tosha speaks out. So now it's a silent question here that's not in the Gemara. That's what Gemara's going to ask now. The Gemara means to ask now, what do you do? Man the Yama Moina is missing Chatzi Kaifer. So where's the Shire, the High Shire? Zok the Gemara. That man will say the chatzik is not a shiru. Why? Hamani resigli he dama tam sham chatzik kaifer. It's ta going to resigli holds a tam taka pays chatzik kaifer. I wanted to say nafkamina is this guy pays chatzik kaifer and the muud pays nezek shalom a kaifer shalom. Terence that was included already chatzik nezek shalom. Like Rashi speaks out. That's already included. And that's not missing. Toy speaks out also. That's not called that a shiru. So therefore the finiman the yama pagans knasa. He'll hold not basically and hold as a miyat a chatzik. You don't pay chatzik kaifer. So it's two extra nafkaminas. One's moida beknas, the other one is about kaifer. According to Madiyam Moina, nothing's missing because moida bechatzik nezek is tak chayev, just like nezek shalom, and chatzik kaifer is tak a pain. That's included in chatzik nezek. Toshemal start bringing a riley guy. Father is knas malas nezek moina. Toshemal hamis shayrias plainly. If a guy walks the bez and says my shor killed a certain person. Will kill a certain shar. The halacha is, you pay al piatzmai. And like Rashi says, you pay kaifer al piatzmai. Right now, assuming it's talking about a tam, so you pay chatzik kaifer al piatzmai, because kaifer, you definitely pay al piatzmai. Kaifer is not a knas. Kaifer is kapara. It's not a knas. Therefore, you pay kaifer al piatzmai. And you pay for the chatzik nezik al piatzmai. My lab betam, talking about a tam, and it's a raya. That you pay up yatzma. It's a raya, it's a moina. So we're a law, you're talking about a muid. Now we're talking about a moida on kaifer of a muid and moida of a kaifer of, and moida of nezek shalom. So do you pay? So freak the Gemara, if you're going to my dear, my palgan is a knosso, you don't pay up yatzma. Yahoki, I tell you, save it says in the safe, if someone walks to the bed and says, hey, Mishurius, Avdi Shalplindi, my shark killed a certain person's eved, the law is, and the Torah says, If Yashar kills the Eved, he pays shloshim shekel, pays 30 shekel, no matter what. The Eved could be the best Eved in the world, and it could be the worst, either way. The guy could be a Major League Baseball player, still you're only paying 30 shekel. And the guy could be a sanitation worker in the subway, and also gets the same thing. Either way, that's the halacha. So it's called a knas, and therefore there ein mishalem pi atzmai. So freit the Gemara, if we're talking about muad till now, why don't you say aval tam pays doesn't is ma'ida b'knas sabata? Why have to go run to eved in right here alone? You can mechalik lift like listen to the day, listen to the day. But medva amur memur aval tam ein mishalem pi atzmai. My answer is no, it's not true. Kula of a muad to kamari. We want to talk about a muad. In muad alone, you can mechalik that certain things are knas and certain things are mammon. The Kaifer and Nezik Shalom is Mamun, but Shloshim Shal Eved is Knas, all in the realm of Mu'ud. So therefore, it's not Shran, the Mandiyam, Pahal Ganiska, Knasa. Toshima, Hashem Yinah Raya, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Masham Yosef Mash Hizik, Eina Masham Piyatzman. The Klal is, anyone who pays more than he was Mazik, that's called a Knas, and you don't pay a Piyatzman. My love, if you pay less than what you damaged, Mishalim, you would pay up Yatzmai. So it sounds like Chatzi Nezek, Avada, that is an example of paying, that they do pay up Yatzmai. It sounds like it's Mammon. Because it's only if you pay more than you Mazik. So Rashi's couldn't Glamish Levit. Glamish Levit is a case where you pay more Amash Hizik. I guess that's usually the case, but the case is, the lamed is, I guess, on the higher end. So really, the Torah is saying is you pay lamed no matter what. Even usually, Eved is not a major worker, not a major value. Still, you pay lamed shel Eved no matter what. That's Rashi gives the example. Yosef Mashiach is going lamed shel Eved. But like upon him, the kasha is that lechayr it's mashva dafka more. But if you pay less, then you do pay up yatzmai. So it's a kasha on the mandi alma palgan is a knasa. My lava pachas mashiach hizik mashalim. Merloi hakamasha hizik mashalim. If it's exactly what you damaged, then you pay up yatzmai. But more or less, it's taka knas. Break the morrow. Pachas mai, hachi nami le mashalim yachi. Why does it say atoni zeh klal kol mashalim yisav mashezik ain mashalim piyatzmai? Why does it say dafka pay more than I was mazik? I don't pay piyatzmai. Listen zeh klal kol she ain mashalim kamashezik the mashal pachas mashal yisir. That you should have said it that way. Well, you said it the wrong way over here. That's the problem. You picked the wrong thing here. You said it the wrong way. You said that more than Mashiach Hizik. You should have said, if I pay exactly, then it's Mammon. If it's not, then it's Knas. Lamai said, it's a Kasha, the Mandiyam Palas Knasa, because it doesn't say it the correct way. Lamai said, at the end of the day, it does not say it the correct way, and therefore, there's a problem over here. So, the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara, you're right. Tiyufta. Shaka Tiyufta. As the Gemara says, then the Gemara says afterwards, therefore, what's the din? Chayav to be Palas Knasa. So the Gemara says, "V'hilkasa palganiska knasa." Frank the Gemara, "Tiyufta." We have a kasha from the words "kol mashalim yosef asher hizik." Because mashal less is not a knas, and you're saying "V'hilkasa tiyufta v'hilkasa." It's more to in, yeah. Time I have tiyufta mashim loy katoni kamasha hizik, because it doesn't say "kol mashalim kamasha hizik." Anything more or less is a knas. It doesn't say that. So I'll tell you why I didn't say that. Loy psikalei, kimin the ikachatzin nezek. There is a chatzin nezek that we're paying less, which is mammon. What is that? That's by tsroiris. Tsroiris is in a damage that's done by walking, which is a normal way of walking, sends out a stone, the stone breaks something, so it's not mamish direct. The halacha is that in such a case, you pay chatzin nezik. So halacha moish mesinai. And that's mammon. Kiven dike chatzin nezik tsroiris, the halacha sagamir lo adam mainahu, mashamach lo iktani. Therefore, it does not say that only kamasha hizik is pays and payasma, because there is a case of less. So a paskening that palga niska knasa, and therefore if you're moida b'knas you pata. But there's another nafkamina. We'll see in a second, there's other nafkaminas you hold palga niska knasa. Zog to Gemara, hash da amr is palga niska knasa. Now that we said that palga niska is a knas, hai kalba da ochel imri, vishchunro da ochel tanagayla mishunihi. If a kelav eats a sheep, or a cat eats a chicken, that's mishunahu, that's outlandish, and therefore it's considered keren, and you only pay chatzin nezek. And the rule is v'lemagvinon bevavel. You don't collect knosos bevavel. So we're saying now that we're saying pagan is a knosa. If a kelav eats a sheep or a shunra, a cat eats a tanagayla, it's mashuna, it's karen. You don't collect it in bevavel. It's only big animals. Of a bzutri, small animals, that will be normal. If it's a tiny chicken, then it'll be normal. And then it will be pain as shalom, because that's a normal thing. And that's like a nala azekai, and that's a regular shame. Now let's take this apart a little bit. First of all, the Gemara could have said, v'hashtar pagnes knosa, you don't collect chatzi nezek in bava, if a shar kills a shar. We run to a new case. And the reason is, because we want to tell you this halacha. If a kelev eats a sheep, it's a wild thing. Taisus tells us, if you hold pagnes k'mamayna, you won't pay anything. Even in Eretz Yisrael, with smuchim, you won't pay chatzi nezek. Why? Because it's not keren, and it's not shame. It's not keren, because that's not something I'm supposed to expect. Palkanis Gemayna is that it's something that you could expect. This is so outlandish, you won't expect it. And you can't learn out from Karen because because that's not Karen. We don't have Karen like that. Let's see Tyson inside. Vahash Damris. Nira. The Dafka Lamandiyam Palkanis Gemayna, Yechayiv, if a Kelev eats a sheep. Lamandiyam Palkanis Gemayna, Loy Mechayiv Klai, not Chayiv. The Mehei Taisi, we should learn out from. The Mekaren Loy Asya, the Karen Orchiyu. The Stam Shalom Abachas Shimakayimit. Vahay Meshunu. Bishlam Yom Pagnas Knossa, he owes every time Karen is Mashuna. So this is Mashuna, that's Mashuna, Gevaldik. But if you learn.
Big one.
Small ones is Shane. Small one is not Karen. Small one is Shane. It's Urkahu and you pay in Babel and you pay in Shalom. A small one is Shane.
A big one
is Karen, according to Mamma Malagnas Knossa, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Now in Babel, you don't collect Chatzi Nezek. Why? Because it's a Knoss. You don't collect Knoss in Babel. So nafkmina number one is you never collect chatzin nezek. You pass the knosses, you never collect the bavel. That's nafkmina number one. Nafkmina number two, in Eretz Yisrael, where you collect knosses, you collect chatzin nezek. If a kelev eats a shunra, if you hold palganis kemoina, you are potter. Potter. What's about your potter? Because the manual palganis kemoina holds that a goring or a kicking is normal, quasi normal. It's becheska la becheska shimer kaim. I'm supposed to watch for that. But for a mouse to eat a cow, for example, to make it more fleshic for you, it doesn't make sense. So if that happens, you are potter. It's completely outlandish. It makes no sense. So that's what we're saying. That's what telling you. Go pagnas gemayna. There's nowhere to learn out from. Bishlam go pagnas knasos mashuna anyway. So this mashuna, that mashuna, same thing. But if you go pagnas gemayna, you attack a potter. That's Taisus b'chash does. It's a mori digitaisus. That's what Taisus says. Now, Taisus goes further and says that even Palagnas Knossa, you can have a Karen, which is not Kavanos Lahazik. Because here it's not Kavanos Lahazik. Here it's just a crazy thing. So you see, you have Karen that's just crazy. That's enough to be called Karen. You don't have to have Kavanos Lahazik, and that's a huge tumult, but not for now. Zot Gemara Vait. So here we have in Bavel, you don't collect Knossos. Vi Tafas. If the Nizik grabs something from you, Lemif Gimede, you don't take away from him. You can't collect it, but if he takes it, you don't take away from him. Now, it's what you grabbed exactly. The Taisus says you grabbed the kelev or the shunrud, you grabbed the mazik itself, that's where you make up, but not other things. That's what Taisus says. The Rosh argues, V'tavas lam efgimine, V'omak kavalizim la dazin la'ar de Yisrael, kavinilei. If the nizik tells the mazik, look, I want to go to Yisrael to make this entire, I'm making a time, you have to come with me. The halach is he has to go. V'lei ozol m'shamtinilei. If he doesn't go, you put him into chayrim. And Amukhi Yitzvah speaks out that even though usually you're not mechayev a guy to go to a different Bezdin, he can say, I want to stay in town, I'm not traveling to Bezdin. But here, since they don't paskin, you can make him travel to a different Bezdin. He says, Amukhi Yitzvah says, "Any yachalemar, le Bezdin should be ear plain any race leilech. Shem v'kiya mumchi Yitzvah." Here, because here, a regular time, you can't say that. I want to go to a different city. But here, avashah inkan din dayonim, sheyachoyim lodin, din zekihacha, mizaminim lei, la'asra, the masad ma'adine. They shouldn't lose out. And Agav, the Mukesh brings down, the Rif made at the corner, Bezman Hazeh, what they do is, they can't collect crosses, there's no kayach to, but what they do is, they put the guy into Kherim until they make up some kind of deal to pay up. That means if my thing damages someone, I can't say, tough noogie, you know, what should I do, you know, we don't do crosses. So they made at the corner that they put the guy into Kherim until they make you know, they work something out. Back to Agamara, Moses says another thing, either way, you meshamtin on this person who's shar or kelev damaged. Why? Adam asalak azeka until he gets rid of the dog. When Rav Nosson, Tanya, Rav Nosson, Emer. Menayishlo yigdol adam kelev rabba sech beisa. Menayishlo yigadol adam kelev rabba sech beisa. A person should not cultivate a kelev, a dog, a bad dog in his house. Val yamet slum rubba sech beisa. He shouldn't have a shaky ladder in his house. Tanya, Rav Nosson, Adam, Vesech. Lav in the Torah. Don't put dom v'sech. You can't have a dangerous thing in your house. So if you have a dog in your house, they put you into chayrim until you get rid of that dog, or until you get rid of that shaky ladder. Zok to Mishnah Vayit. Chamisha tamim v'chamisha mo'adim. There are five tamim and five mo'adim. And the Gemara, we learn right now the Gemara, like the Gemara learns the Havamina. So the five tamim are like this. Abahema einu mo'edis, la'liga, doesn't kick, la'ligaif, to push over his body, la'lishach, not to bite, la'liver is not to crouch on things, la'livoit, not to kick things. So that is the five tamim. What are the five mo'adim? Number one, Hashem mo'edis lechas aroyala. Shein is mu'ed to eat things that are normal for it. Haregel mo'edis l'shmer v'derech halucha. A regel is normal for it to break things while it's walking. V'shara mu'ed, that's the five tamim that turn into mu'ed. You count that as one, because it's just a mu'ed. So that's a third, shara mu'ed. The fourth thing is shara mazik v'shushan nizik, which means a tam that damages v'shushan nizik pays nezik shalom, like Rab Tarfon. V'ha'odah, that's a fifth one. And then we have, in the Mishnah, Hazaev, a wolf, Vari, a lion, Vadoi, Vabir, Vanomer, Anomer is a leopard, Vabardless, we'll see what it is, a polecat, Vahanachash, and a snake. Harel Ma'adim, these are all Ma'adim. You have to know why I wasn't counted in the five Ma'adim. The Gemara will talk about that. Ravalozo, Aimer, Bezvanchem, Bene Tarbus, if you train these animals, Ainam Ma'adim, they're not Ma'adim. But Vahanachash, Mu'ud Lailam. Anachash, you can't train, you can't tame it, and Anachash is always Mu'ud Lailam. So we have here in our Mishnah the five Tam, and the five Ma'adim starts with Shane. Shein, then we have the regal, we have Shor Hamud, Shor Hamash, and this is going to be awesome. Mitani Hashem Ve'ez Lechol, since the Mishnah says Hashem Ve'ez Lechol, and Yechayev Ve'ez Shalom, Mechal Ve'chatz HaNizik HaSkinim. We're talking about the Nizik, right? Shein is only Chayev, Beer V'stei Acher, only Chayev by Nizik, not in the Mishnah's Rabbim. Ve'ktani, and says in the same breath, Ve'heima Enim Ve'ez Shalom Kulo, Ave'chatz HaNizik Mashalemes, Ve'pein Chatz HaNizik. It means the first thing is five Tamim. The five Tamim are all paying Chatz HaNizik. Why? Because we're talking about anywhere you want. Why? Because it says Klar Shane is Mishon Nizik. So even Mishon Nizik be Chatz Nizik. So who's that going according to? Moni Rabbanan Yidu. I'm Mishon Karen Chatz Nizik. That Chatz Nizik is Mishalom. Even Karen and Chatz Nizik pays Chatz Nizik. Amos Seifa, when it enumerates the five, it says Sharam Mu'ud. That's number three. Number four is Mishara Mazik Mishon Nizik. Also Mu'ud right away. Va'odam. Now why is it Mu'ud right away? Mishara Mazik Mishon Nizik. You pay nezik shalom. So what's the problem? Reish Rabbanim say for Rav Tarfon. The Reish says chatzi nezik. And we're talking about shushan nezik. Haraya says Hashem ve'ez lechas aroyalo. And the Sefer says sharam mazik shushan nezik. Sefer Rav Tarfon. Zag Gemara yeah. In da amale Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinna sharp one. Shvayik masis and leave the Mishnah of Tavas. Sorry, come after me. Reish Rabbanim say Rav Tarfon. The Reish is Rabbanim and Sefer is Rav Tarfon. That's the Gemara saying right now. And the Gemara Metz Shem on tomorrow's shir, we will continue and see that it's possible to zetzayin the Mishnah, l'kuli alma, or other pshatim, and to end self the Mishnah, which has a lot of different twists and turns.